Welcome to the show. Tom Rooney from the 308 Brass Rail on Prospect in Jackson. Good morning, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Steve.
Good. I feel like you've become kind of the unofficial food correspondent of the COVID-19 shutdown.
No, not the unofficial. Unofficial or official. We've just been very fortunate to have been asked to help out in the right time, and then other people have jumped on the bandwagon to sponsor lunches and dinners, and just the fact that we're open and able to coordinate these, I think, has really helped us put food out there more than other restaurants, for sure.
Yeah, most certainly, and I think you've been very very vocal about the community support that you guys have received and been able to coordinate. And we got a free meal, I don't know, last week or something here as essential workers. And I'll tell you what, that boosted that whole day and really the weekend for us. So I know you're really, you know, it's a meal and it may seem like a small thing, but I know that it's really really brightening the day of those people who are having a hard time as frontline workers.
It does, because it's hard to find food right now, especially at the hospital cafeteria. And from what I hear, you know, I haven't been to many, but fast food restaurants, I hear there's a bit of a wait. There's just grocery stores, obviously, are a pain to get through. So if you can get a free lunch and be thanked, then that really helps. And what I've been doing is when somebody calls to sponsor a lunch, you know, I just help them, and I direct them where they want to go, and then I do a little bit of advertising for that company just to you know, if they're putting some money out there to feed people, a big thank you to them is also, you know, liked in return. So if a essential worker gets something and they see a sponsor on that lunch, then, or a nice card inside from that business, you know, they've been doing a shout out on Facebook and thanking them, and that helps them in return. You know, those companies can hopefully get some business in return for their wonderful sponsorship and being nice in this time.
Well, and so I guess the topic of conversation for this call is a really big donation that you've gotten to help out over at Henry Ford Allegiance Health.
Yes, we had TAC Manufacturing reach out to us last week, and they said, we have 700 staff employed at TAC. We want to feed 700 staff at the hospital. And they sent over just a nice little thank you card. They had 700 handwritten thank you cards done by the president, the vice president, a few others. That right there shows initiative. And could you imagine sitting there writing 700 thank you cards out to people? They wanted to reach everybody they could. So what we're going to do is 100 meals a day from Sunday through Saturday, starting this Sunday, May 26th, and April 26th, and we're going to reach every part of the hospital we can. So what I did was I contacted different parts of the hospital. I have a list of supervisors, and I'm just going to get the food to them for first and second shift, and I'm trying to make enough food when I deliver at 8 p.m. that third shift at least gets some of it, but it's tough to hold, you know, everything for third shift, but we're trying our best.
That's great. So I love that you're trying to get around to everybody and not just every department, but all shifts too. That's great focus, and I think that's a tribute to what this whole time has been clear, is that you really care about this the stuff that you're doing.
Yes. When somebody calls, they always go to, you know, they say, I want to feed the ER or I want to feed the COVID units, and we get them every week. I mean, I think we've fed the COVID units every single Monday since this has started because of sponsors. We've done, and this Monday we'll all get fed again, so it's kind of nice they can rely on a lunch from 308 Brass Rail every Monday based on a sponsor. But we were able to reach the maintenance department. The lab department got a sponsor yesterday. We got the staff that cleans, you know, the cleaning staff. We've been able to get to most places. And so what's nice is that everybody's getting a little bit of love and a little bit of appreciation. Even those guys, I'm not lying, I got a call yesterday. This guy said, there's six guys in the back. They're in a lab. They don't see daylight very often. Get them some food. And I called him yesterday and drove around the back of the hospital to a door I've never seen. And he came out and got some food. And, you know, they're very appreciative because there's a lot of people behind the scenes in that hospital that are making things work, more than just the ones, you know, on the floors. And so I'm glad that TAC has taken the time to want to feed everybody.
Yes, if you're just joining us, Tom Rooney from the 308 Brass Rail has been doing a lot of meals, as you mentioned, throughout this COVID-19 issue. But Tech Manufacturing sending 700 meals to Henry Ford Allegiance Health employees beginning this Sunday. And you're going to do 100 meals a day for 7 days.
That's correct.
Very cool.
And if anybody else has any wishes to reach anybody, we're not just the hospital. We have a sponsor for Saturday doing the sheriff, the Jackson Fire Department, and the Jackson Ambulance works over there off of Jackson Street. So if you want to reach anybody, it's easy. Call us and we can help arrange it.
And you could buy yourself. You could just buy lunch for yourself too, right?
We're open for takeout and delivery. We do DoorDash and Grubhub. We run specials. Today's Friday. We're running our fish fry again today because, you know, we did it all through Lent, and I stopped it last Friday, and I got so many calls all day long. People still want a fish fry, so I'm gonna open it back up, and we're gonna keep doing Friday fish fries at least through the end of this quarantine because people seem to want it. So we're still doing great burgers, great pizza, anything you want.
So if somebody wants to order food or they want to order food for someone else, what's the number to call, Tom?
517-782-3414.
Perfect. What's the best thing to eat over there?
You know, our most popular item is our burgers, honestly. Yeah. But I think a hidden treasure is our Reuben. I'll fight anybody when they say there's a better Reuben anywhere else. Call us. Try a Rooney Reuben. You won't be... Sorry, it's a great Reuben sandwich.
Very good. Well, I appreciate your call this morning, Tom. Any final thoughts before we disconnect?
No, just stay safe. Keep your head up. If you're a small business, you'll get through it as long as you stay. Keep faith in Jackson.
Great. Thanks so much, Tom Rooney from the 308 Brass Rail. And thanks so much to everything you guys have been doing this whole time. It's uplifting to hear your stories about the things you guys have been able to do to help feed these frontline workers.